بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله الحكيم في محكم كتابه الكريم وأنكحوا الأيام منكم والصالحين من عبادكم وإمائكم إن يكونوا فقراء يغنهم الله من فضله والله واسع عليم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, praise be to Allah, the Cherisher and Sustainer of the world, and may be peace and blessings upon the seal of the Prophets Muhammad, his infallible progeny and his righteous companions and their followers up to the day of resurrection. The Holy Quran says in the verse 24:32, And marry those among you who are single, and those who are fit among your male slaves and your female slaves. If they are needy, Allah will make them free from want out of His grace, and Allah is ample giving, knowing. The above verse begins with the words وَأَنْكِحُوا and marry. The imperative form of the word nikah implies that either it's obligatory or highly recommended. According to scholars, though marriage is a highly recommended act, it becomes obligatory when there's a chance of falling into sin. The Holy Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, No institution has been built in Islam more beloved in the sight of Allah than through marriage. On another occasion, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, The best people of my community are those who get married and have chosen their wives, and the worst people of my community are those who have kept away from marriage and are passing their lives as bachelors. Imam Ali alayhi salam exhorts, Marry because marriage is the tradition of the Prophet. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also said, Whosoever likes to follow my tradition, then he should know that marriage is from my tradition. Therefore, it's the duty of every Muslim to follow the Islamic laws, not only in matters of prayers and fasting, but also in all his actions. Islam has well-defined rules about marriage and sex too. So if you want to follow Islam fully, then you must know the Islamic rules and regulations governing married life. Islam has never repressed the natural things of human beings, but provides rules which are wise and divine. This will not only enable you to be faithful to your religion, that would also shield you from the barrage of sex literature that portrays this natural instinct as one that must be left uncontrolled. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Western sexual morality permits many things that are prohibited in Islam. The reason for the prohibition of certain actions is not to act as infringement of an individual's freedom, but because Islam is concerned not only with your physical well-being, but also your spiritual enhancement. Moreover, we can see the degradation of society where absolute sexual freedom prevails. What does marriage usually mean? Marriage means that somebody loves his or her partner more than anybody else in the world, and he or she feels the same about that person. It means the partners are going to form a special partnership, a twosome with a unity and oneness in which there will be affection, companionship, security, mutual understanding and support. It means they feel a need for each other, a desire to give themselves to each other as man and woman. It means they want to go through life together, sharing its joys and its hardships. It means they feel they are good for each other in the sense that together they can better realize their purpose in life as they see it. Most people about to get married have something like this in mind. They want to get married because they are in love. They expect that life together will bring them happiness. That there's something very special about love and happiness in marriage. Whether you think about it or not, marriage is for children. The partnership you are about to form is reproductive. The love which draws you together as man and woman is usually creative. The happiness you hope for is family happiness, the happiness of parenthood. Babies may not be uppermost in your thinking right now, yet normal marriage means children. In marriage, you dedicate yourself to the service of new life. Your love and happiness are so important because only if you love each other and are happy together can you provide the kind of home which children need. This dedication to a purpose which extends beyond yourselves is not a loss but a natural fulfillment. Married love means dedication. Like all love, it grows through giving.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
There's truth in the old saying that marriage is what you make it. That to make anything, you must first understand what it is. If you are as wise as you are willing, you will want to spend some time thinking about what makes marriage a success. Because getting married is so natural, it's easy to assume that we know what married life implies. The crowds at our divorce court suggest that this may not be the case. In this program, let's review briefly but thoughtfully the meaning of Islamic marriage and what successful married life involves. The degree of love and happiness you find in marriage will depend upon how successful you are as marriage partners. Marriage is a way of life. It's not your final purpose in life, nor the only way to achieve this final purpose. Although it's a way of life followed by most people, marriage is only one way. When you enter marriage, then you freely choose the way of life you wish to follow in attaining your final purpose. Hence, to get the right view of marriage, to understand its place in your lives, you must first understand the purpose of life itself. A way of life has meaning only if it leads somewhere. Marriage is a good way to the extent that it helps you fulfill the purpose for which you were made. It follows that to understand the meaning of marriage, we must first consider the meaning of life. Where do I come from? What am I? Where am I supposed to be going? The answers to these questions make up what we call a philosophy of life. In childhood, we were given fairly clear ideas about the meaning of life. As mature adults, let's review briefly what Islam teaches on this point. Now that you are approaching marriage, you are in a better position to recognize the connection between the purpose of life and the purpose of marriage. To see the full picture, we must consider our origin, our nature, and our destiny. In the light of this knowledge, we will then be able to discuss the meaning of marriage as intelligent people.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.